Critical last ditch talks to form a coalition government in Greece have floundered once again, with a radical left leader declaring that he'll not join a pro-bailout government. Alexis Tsipras made the comments after attending a meeting convened by President Karolos Papalaios with the head of the pro-bailout New Democracy and Socialist PASOK parties. With the meeting ending without a solution, the Greek president must now hold meetings with the leaders of smaller parties in parliament. Should nothing come of those, Greece will have to hold new elections next month. A poll last week put the radical left Syriza in first place in a fresh vote, with nearly 28% of the vote, up from the previous 17. Syriza firmly rejects the terms of the EU IMF bailout, which requires tough austerity measures, including pension cuts, axing public sector jobs, and the lowering of the minimum wage in return for loans worth 130 billion euros. The political uncertainty in the country has sparked worries that Greece may be forced out of the eurozone should it break the deal. Well, for more on this, we're joined on the line now by Professor Nicholas Economidis at the Stern School of Business at New York University. Good morning.
Good morning.
Probably good evening where you are, but let me see anyway. Anyway, let's cut to the chase here. Do you think that Greece will leave the eurozone? And if it does, without the bailout, what will become of the country and the EU? Could it cause some domino effect, maybe?
Well, it's difficult to say if Greece is going to leave the eurozone. I mean, it depends on if various parties that are pro-euro manage to make a coalition. And it also depends, if they don't manage to make a coalition, whether they're going to fare better in the elections coming up or not. But if, in fact, Greece does leave the eurozone, it will be a disaster for Greece, and it will also have adverse consequences for the rest of the European Union.
What do you specifically could be those adverse consequences?
Well, first of all, I mean, as you go from a convertible currency like the euro to a non-convertible currency like a new drachma or a currency with uncertain exchange rate, there will be a very significant problem. People are going to take out their deposits from the banks, what's called the bank run. The banks are likely to collapse. That's the first problem. The second problem is that when the exchange rate of the new currency stabilizes, it will be clear that a lot of goods are going to become much more expensive in Greece. So the purchasing power of the average citizen is going to fall dramatically. And I think the third problem is that, so far Greek politicians have proved to be pretty irresponsible, and now they will have the opportunity to print their own currency, and who knows how much they're going to print, and that could create a very significant inflation over time. Yeah. So and there are other ones as well, but these three are such bad consequences that Greece should really avoid at all costs to leave the euro.
On a broader scale, what is perhaps causing this surge in anti-austerity sentiment among the eurozone countries? What would you say?
Well, in Greece, people have suffered through austerity a lot, so now they're angry and they're voting for the parties that promise things that cannot be done, really, but they're still voting for them because they're angry. Now, in other parts of the European Union, it has become clear that austerity by itself is not going to solve the problem, so there has been significant pressure to, have new investment initiatives and so on. So, and of course, the election of Mr. Hollande in France has made a difference.
Well, I was going to say, how much of a difference does that mean? Are we really going to see a big change in tack because of Mr. Hollande's election, or is he going to come into line? Do you think? Do you think he will really change his tack?
It's hard to say exactly how things are going to work out, but I think that there is a general sentiment that austerity by itself doesn't work, and there is a need for more investment, a kind of more like a stimulus an idea, the way that it happened in the United States under Obama and Bush. Yeah. So there is a change of climate. We'll see how much this is going to be real and how much is going to be just perception.
Great. Thank you very much there. That is Professor Nicholas Economidis at the Stern School of Business at New York University. And the time now is coming up to 21 minutes past the hour.